Welcome to the Certainty Advice Podcast, where everything we do starts with an alignment to Australia's first accredited standard of conflict-free advice, which ensures we are truly focused on helping you achieve more in your financial life. And now, here's your host, founder of the Certainty Advice Group, Jim Stackpool.
G'day everybody, Jim Stackpool from Certainty Advice Group with another in our podcast in our Certainty series. We're aiming to give as many Australians as possible an understanding of the valuable advice that's out there and how to look for it, recognise it and hopefully implement it. That's truly in their best interests without any conflict bias in any way attached to how many hours the advisor may have been working or in fact any products that may be associated with the advice. So our Certainty advisors all over Australia follow the nation's first standard of advice certified by the ACCC and IP Australia, which we double check against. And so there's a consistency of proposition and offer, whether seeing a Certainty advisor in Canberra, Campbelltown, or Clovelly. But today, the topic is 3 years on, this rise and fall of advice since the Royal Commission. And so much has happened since in some ways. And in fact, the Royal Commission is probably far from headlines anymore. But in some ways, its intent, what the Royal Commission was set about to do, is probably more important than ever. Anyone affected by airline, tourism, travel, hospitality, healthcare is in fighting in some ways to get back to what they understood life was pre-March 2020. And changes are happening, whether we've been affected directly or not. Guardian newspaper recently polled that 81% of Australians believe that the option to work from home should be continued, becomes the new norm. Ramifications of second and third waves. We've seen the ramifications here in Australia, at least, of second waves. We're seeing horrible ramifications of second waves happening now overseas, with cases predicted to rise in some European countries to 50,000 a day. So we can't ever predict the extent and timing of all this happening globally and as well as locally, the hidden dangers, the mental health toll, whether directly or indirectly affected. International Monetary Fund goes as far as suggesting that the long-term economic consequences could be, in fact, generational. And so it comes back always to this, what has been achieved in the Royal Commission, because there's never been a more important time to ensure Australians have access to help make some sensible financial decisions for their short and long-term future. And on that, I'm lucky to have Samantha Albese from Senior Advisor with Bravium in the Canberra suburb of Braddon, great suburb, I love Braddon, and which Sam shares, in fact, a little very clear insight that whilst Canberra seems to have been a little protected from the direct effects in case management, at least from COVID-19, but it's learned some really once-in-a-lifetime lessons. But key things to listen as you're hearing, as I'm talking to Sam, is what she believes the key benefits are for all Australians who are now seeking financial advice in these times of COVID. Also, I don't understand what Sam believes are those providers that are still in the dark ages, as she calls it. And obviously Sam's enthusiasm is infectious for the number of fresh starts. And Braddon has that sort of can-do, innovative type of environment, the firms that are popping up, the stalls that are popping up, the entrepreneurs that are popping up. And how are they applying this, the learnings from COVID-19? But I started by asking Sam, what's the benefit for Australians now 3 years on in these most unusual of times from the Royal Commission?
I think the Royal Commission has really highlighted the flaws within the industry. These are flaws that, as a group of advisors, we've really been talking about for so many years. But I think that change is never going to be driven by advisors. It was always going to be consumer-led. And so I think the Royal Commission has really brought the systematic issues within the industry to the front of consumers' minds when they're looking for advice. So I think that's beneficial for Australians.
And so then they're now aware of it. And has there been any significant benefit other than awareness, in your opinion, to Australians yet?
Yeah, I think because of the Royal Commission and what it looked into, I think is going to be more focus on less vertically integrated businesses, more focus for the clients on how the advisor is paid, and the clients are going to be more upfront, hopefully, and more confident in asking those questions because they're more educated. about the Royal Commission and the issues and conflicts within the industry. So I think that's really beneficial to Australians for the future.
And so do you think the vertical integrated businesses were doomed from the start? Is that your opinion?
I think those types of models were never built for advice that had the consumer in mind, where the value of the consumer and the overall outcomes and goals of the client were not in mind. It was about the amount of product or sale that could be sold to ensure that, you know, there was conflicts of interest, essentially. That's really what it came down to.
Okay, so they seem to have retreated since the Royal Commission from the delivery of advice and seem to be, at least at this stage, focusing on the sale of great products, because we need great products still, don't we?
Absolutely. We need innovative products and we need products that will provide great solutions for clients. But product is not always going to form advice for clients, and that's really important for clients to understand that, and for other advisors to understand that product is not advice. Product is a complementary fact of the advice that we provide the client.
Because that's one of the inconvenient truths, I guess, that the so-called past advice providers would say, who are trying to masquerade product as advice, that they'd say that advice is in fact another product and you can get it in this manner. But what you're saying is it's important now, or clients are starting to be more aware, that a product recommendation, whilst important in itself, is definitely not professional financial advice.
Absolutely. You know, we have so many clients in the business that we don't have any products involved in our relationship, yet we continue to have valuable and flourishing relationships with these clients, that they continue to come back each year and sign new terms of engagement.
And what are you doing for those client type of clients, Sam, for anyone listening to this, just to explain how a financial advisory firm like Bravium there in Canberra can have financial clients without financial products? What are you doing? Where do they see the value you're providing?
So for clients where we're not providing, you know, product-related services, you know, we might be providing business support in the sense of, you know, business skilling or management. We might be providing cash flow analysis and budgeting assistance to get them on the right path. If, you know, they've got, you know, cash flow issues, we might be taking a disciplinary approach or assisting them to know that, you know, it's okay to spend money. Things like estate planning is so overlooked in our industry, but it's the most important, you know, risk mitigating strategy, because if everything goes wrong and there's not a plan to ensure that something goes wrong, that's not put and run correctly, it could all fall to pieces. So those are just a few examples of things that, that don't impact.
Okay. So you've taken this comprehensive approach at Bravium where you do treat the whole of the client's financial life and provide them with cash flow support or estate planning advice or structural advice, whatever it might be. And there may, in fact, as you've said, for a number of your clients, no product in place at all. So, Sam, from the Royal Commission, just back to that for a sec, who have been the winners and losers?
I think the winners in this have been the consumer, from the perspective of they will, in the years coming forward, be able to obtain, hopefully, they'll be able to find more innovative businesses, and it will encourage, and it is encouraging, more advisors to drive better businesses, because that's essentially what it comes down to. Advisors need to search what's actually within their business. It's not about the sale of product. It's about what value can you add to a client's life and what kind of business services can you provide to a client to ensure that you are able to, you know, provide that service to a client. So I think that we're going to have better businesses out of this. And I think that as a result of that, the clients are going to have hopefully more choice as well as better service from advisors. The losers, on the other hand, are the advisors that are stuck in the dark ages, that are not keen for reform, stuck with things like conflicts of interest, vertical integration, conflict of remuneration. Those are all very backwards forms of thinking, and it's not the way that the industry is progressing. You know, we're in an age where the industry is being pushed forward with a lot of momentum from both, a relatively young group of advisors that want to ensure that the future of the industry is secured on new foundations, as well as consumers that are asking and demanding change.
Mm-hmm. And so many of those older type of advisory firms would say that their quest has always been to make advice more affordable for more Australians. But you're just listening to you there, Sam, you're saying we have to make advice firstly more valuable for more Australians and then address the affordability. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely. I think that advice as a whole needs to be looked as a service, and that service needs to be looked at as a valuable service, and what you're offering for, you know, a fee is really important. And the real issue with people in our industry, advisors, is that they don't know how to value their services.
Mm. I think after so many years, obviously, valuing the quantum of product they've been providing or valuing the hours they've been working, it's been pegged to something which is not directly linked to the value the client experiences. It's more the effort they've done or the amount of product they've provided. And so that's a total re-education of what you're suggesting for most advisory firms today.
Absolutely.
Are you surprised by progress since the Royal Commission? It's been only 3 years since it was announced and the results been put down. Has a lot been made, progress has been made in your opinion, or not enough?
I think that there's been good progress, but in many ways, you know, you can always want more, if that makes sense. So I think that's a yes and no answer.
Okay, I get it. But and again, in the meantime, obviously, all Australians and all advisors and everybody's had to cope with COVID-19. And what have been the real effects of that on top of what's been going on, in your opinion, in the lives of clients?
So most of our clients are in a very fortunate position where they're in secure and stable jobs and have great incomes. So this has really been a great learning exercise for our clients, from the perspective of when we talk to our clients on a quarterly basis and an annual basis, and we engage our clients, we talk to them about the, you know, the risks of investing, downturns in markets, the concepts of income and capital growth. And now we're actually experiencing a downturn in markets and volatility, and a global pandemic. And it's been a real education for our clients as to patience, but also an education as to investing as a whole, and the risks associated, et cetera. So it's been a really good learning curve for our clients. Most of them are really well trained. And so we haven't had very many panicked calls or anything like that. But it's really great, particularly for our new clients, et cetera, that haven't necessarily been with us for too long, where we're, you know, more in that beginning phase, where we're really re-engaging and talking to them about, you know, risks around investing. So that's more, it's more of an education piece for us.
Okay. So thanks. Obviously, Canberra is a slightly different demographic to the rest of Australia, but albeit that the security and job, they've been watching, obviously, what's been going, and you've actually been very secure from a health perspective too, relatively to the rest of Australia.
Yes.
But it's obviously keen that lessons being learnt are valuable, as well as having a resource like yourself and Scott there at Bravium to support their questions, I'm sure, as they're observing what's going on in the bigger world, wider world. And so with COVID affecting everybody as it does, with the changes that's happened thanks to the Royal Commission, the renovation that's occurring and how people now treat compliance, et cetera, and just the way the world's going globally, what has to happen, in your opinion, Sam, if anything, what has to happen over the coming 3 years, so in 6 years since the Royal Commission, to significantly increase the number of Australians that can obtain valuable advice? Or we're going to get there anyway? Is it going to happen naturally, or does something else has to happen now, in your opinion?
Well, I think that over the last 3 years, we've really kind of, as an industry, been beginning to lay the right foundations for the industry. And then we're now probably at a point where those foundations are really starting to form. But I think over the coming 3 years, it's really about setting the stage and leveraging the advice brand and ensuring that we just do a full makeover. We don't want to be known as what we were previously known as, because that's not who we are anymore as an industry. And what we were previously represented as is not who we now are. We're innovative people. We are able to do things that we never thought advice would look like. And we offer very valuable propositions to clients. So I think that advice over the coming 3 years, for it to increase the, you know, number of Australians obtaining advice, is really just about making the advice profession more attractive from the perspective of, we need to rebrand.
Got it. And when you talk about foundations there, Sam, are you referring to the new legislative change that's been bringing in by the FASEA group? I know you're talking about the exit of the banks from advice distribution, or are you talking about something else?
No, I think that's all a part of it. You know, the removal of the large institutions, the removal of many of the fundamental issues that we've had within the industry for many years, to make it a far cleaner slate so we can start fresh and really drive home that this is a new world that we live in, and we are a new industry. We're not brand new. We've been here for many years, but it's a new face that you're looking at.
There you have it, Sam Albiz from Bravium in Canberra. What did you take from that? I got a few takeouts. We're better educated. However painful and scary sometimes the headlines, we're now better educated. We know the questions that we should be asking to ensure that the advice we may be seeking in these most unpredictable of times is in fact not a product. Sam was really strong on this, the difference that advice is not a product. It can't be seen as a product. And whilst the marketing of the big organisations and institutions would have us believe it's just another product, it's not a product. It is something which is much stronger than a product, and it may involve a product, but it doesn't. It is by itself not a product. Also understands that there's a sense of patience that now people are learning, that learn to be patient, and whether involved or not, this provides particularly some of those younger wealth accumulators that Sam works with in Canberra, are learning for sometimes the first time in our first recession in years, to be patient and to understand that the advice that's been given has a long-term nature to it, even though the short terms both here and overseas may be a bit more uncertain. Key takeaway too I took from Sam is that change is always consumer-led. It's not legislatively led. It's not industry-led. It's led by consumers. And the Royal Commission did a good job at driving sentiment for consumers to now expect a lot more. So there you have it. Samantha Albiz from Bravium and Braddon, like all certain advisors, working with her Canberra clients, leveraging their patience, helping them with pure advice, unattached to any specific product or the amount of effort or hours worked. Simply, is this advice valuable for you, your circumstances, those important to you now in these most uncertain times? Love to get your feedback. Please never mistake product or effort for what is valuable to you in your financial life, as Sam does with all her clients there at Bravium. Sam, thanks for listening. Cheers for now.
Thank you for listening to the Certainty Advice Podcast with Jim Stackpool. To access the materials from today's show or to join in the conversation, head on over to certaintyadvicegroup.com. Please let us know what you think. We'd love to hear your feedback. certaintyadvicegroup.com.